Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. Hope everybody had a nice Christmas and New Year's. Racing season's about to begin. 1 month. Hard to believe it's almost here already. I know my friends out there are chomping at the bit for the sound of roaring engines and the green flag and the Christmas tree going off at the drag strips and getting their vehicles all set and ready to go. Well, hopefully, We have scheduled actress Tamara Glynn, who played Samantha Power in the movie Halloween 5. I've been trying to get her on for a while, and it hasn't worked out, but apparently she was available today. She's got a new movie coming out called Savage Vengeance, and I can't wait to talk to her about that. But in the meantime, as we await, and hopefully she makes it in, hopefully your phone's charged and the weather's good, and I know it's a little iffy where I'm at. And we had some ice and some snow further north, and my old area was getting snowed on. So, but it's supposed to be sunny today in the 40s, which 40s in the wintertime, I'm not going to complain. That means it's warm out. 50s are better, but I'm not holding my breath for anything like that. So anyway, if you want to give me a call, the number is 626-649-1899. I'm Vinny. Hope you liked our little ladies and gentlemen intro there. I got some audio coming up from NASCAR banquets, and we'll get to some things, talk about some stuff. Wait for the new schedule to come out. Major advisory for IndyCar Series, the North American International Auto Show. It's at the Cobo Center. Usually they hold that stuff in warm areas, but hey, I'm not complaining. Anyway, we'll just see what's going to happen there. IndyCar news. Mario Andretti will be honored in May for the 50th anniversary of his Indy 500 victory. I think he's out making wine in California now, but we got a special 50th anniversary logo. It was his one and only win in the Indy 500. He also won Kona 500. So he's one of the few drivers to actually win the two biggest races in American motorsports. And he ran Formula One for a while. So, he ran the John Player Special Lotus there. The black and gold paint kind of, where the color scheme for the black and gold Bandit Trans Ams were from the movie Smokey and the Bandit. So, and that's where that color scheme came out. So, it was a really cool-looking Formula One car. Of course, Formula One being the manufacturer special there. You don't have state-of-the-art. I mean, it's not like in NASCAR where you have pretty much the same car. Things are only a little different. They call them spec cars now. Formula One has everybody has their own design for aerodynamics and motors and things like that. But that's neither here nor there. Where IndyCar, it's pretty much the same car. You have, I think, two chassis, Dallara and Honda. And the engines are either Hondas or Chevys. Like the body maker is not the same as the engine manufacturer. As part of the 50th celebration out in Indy, they'll have a special in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum. A curated exhibit dedicated to Andretti and his iconic career. It'll feature historic Andretti cars and driver of the century accomplishments. I mean, you know, and of course, memorabilia for sale. So don't forget to to buy some stuff. Of course, you know what it's all about. He actually won the 53rd Indianapolis 500. Wow, and this is double that now. Like, there's 119? May 30th, 69, driving the number 2 STP oil treatment Hawk 3 Ford, owned by Andy Granatelli, who was the founder of STP. Another iconic car that STP was on. Richard Petty, number 43. So Andretti also won a Formula One World Championship, 4 IndyCar Championship, a Daytona 500 victory, the Rolex 24 and 12 hours of Sebring. I personally got to witness his only win at Pocono Raceway. That's right. The Pocono 500, 500 miles with the tricky triangle. Bobby Rahal was actually leading the race and had car problems and blew up. And Andretti went on to lead the last few laps to take the checkered flag. So he has only won 2 500 mile, well, he won the Indy 500. He won the Pocono 500. And Indy, I think at the time, only ran 3 500-mile races. The other one was Michigan, so he might have won that. I'd have to go back and dig up stuff on his career, so. We'll get to that in a little bit. Some upcoming stuff I'm trying to work in. A interview with a band, Black Mamba, but they're in Italy. And they're running a busy schedule, playing all sorts of shows and recording an album. Can't wait for that to come out. Anybody remember Liliac? The young family band, rock band out of California. They're coming out with a new album. It'll be out the end of this month. I think the 25th is what I saw. Happy birthday, Florin. Florin Christie, the dad who produces all their stuff. You'll remember when they did the show. It was a little hectic. You got 4 people you're talking to at one time. I'm trying to figure out who to address and... and stuff like that. So, but Abby, the drummer, she's I think one of the ones that spoke the most. Her, Samuel, and Florin. Melody was a little shy and quiet, but that's all right. She's got a hell of a voice. So she just turned 17 last month. So young and so good. So we're working on a bunch of things. Try to get Jeff Sandor, who played Dale Earnhardt in the country music television documentary on the history of NASCAR. He was a little busy filming a commercial, so he'll be on. We keep in contact pretty good. So a couple things like that. I'm going to try to get the Powerboat Princess on. There's only one. Met Bjerknes out of Norway. I've been trying to get her on since I started working with her on Facebook. If you want to call us, you can call us at 646-649-1899. Or... you can Skype. That's right. Good old Skype in. So don't forget to check us out. I don't know. I have to go. Let me see something here. go to the regular page or I thought you would be able to Skype on the air now. How do you like that? That's where you could listen. Go to blogtalkradio.com/GarageTalkLive. Going on. That's why I took some time off during the holidays. But we'll see. Go there. What I'm going to do is try something. I'm going to hook up to Facebook, so you can actually Facebook call me on the Messenger. If you have a Messenger, you can contact me that way. I think I'm going to try to do a few have to see how that works. I'll have to do a road. I have to do a test feature. Well, looks like our guest might not be making it in today. Well, let's go over to see what was going on this month. There was a few announcements. Brooke Storer, who we had on a couple years ago, made it through her Drive for Diversity Combine and launched a late model ride with Rev Racing. So she'll be doing the late model circuit there, and that'll be boosting her career. Well, anyway. Young Motorsports had an announcement. This was from the teleconference last week. Here's what they had to say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NASCAR Hall of Fame this morning. It is so great to have all of you here with us for a very special day. I'm Caitlin Vincey, one of the broadcasters for Fox Sports One, who has covered the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series for the last 4 years, so this will be my fifth year as part of the broadcast team. It's a very special series to me, and this is a very special day for us because we're going to be introducing the newest driver into the fold, racing full-time in the Truck Series. So we have a whole cast of characters on stage with us today to kind of share this announcement with us. I want to first introduce the driver, Gus Dean, driver of the number 12 LG Air Conditioning Technologies Chevy Silverado. We also have his future crew chief, Jeff Stankiewicz, with us, Tyler Young, who is the owner of Young's Motorsports, as well as Matt Roth, president of Baker Distributing, and Kevin McNamara, senior vice president and GM of LG Air Conditioning Technologies. Thank you guys so much, all of you, for being here today. And I want to get some remarks from all of you about the announcement, and I think we should start with the driver. This is a big moment for you. You're going to be racing full-time in the Truck Series, moving up to one of the national levels in NASCAR. As someone who's been racing almost his whole life, how pumped are you about this new season coming up?
You know, I am. It's really incredible. Racing is such a hard sport to be in, and you have to work so hard at it that most of the time, your nose is down and you're just working at what's on in front of you. But I actually sat back and thought about it, and next year it'll be 20 years that I've been racing, and it's just so many miles, so many tracks, so many little hole in the wall places that we've been to and stayed in, stuff like that, to get here and to actually be a full time driver in one of the big three, one of the actual NASCAR series. I'm quite literally living my dream, and it's an amazing feeling. I'm incredibly excited. I don't know how to express my gratitude to LG Air Conditioning Technologies and Baker Distributing, the Youngs Motorsports. I mean, like I said, I'm getting to live my dream, and I don't know how to express the excitement that I have for this year.
I know your family is a big part of that dream. They're here, obviously, supporting you at a lot of the races throughout the years. But you mentioned the gentleman sitting on stage with you today. What's it mean to you to bring in a new brand as well with your sponsors and partners?
Absolutely. You know, we couldn't be more excited to have such an awesome sponsor. You know, we have Baker Distributing, who's been a huge part of my career for such a long time. Definitely wouldn't be anywhere close to this point that I am without them. And to also have a new company with us, LG Air Conditioning Technologies. You know, LG is such a recognizable brand and such a big brand, and to be part of bringing a company of that size and of that recognition to one of America's favorite sports is a huge honor, and I hope I can make them proud, and I'll certainly do my best to.
And you're obviously not new to racing, as we've talked about. Raced in other series, Can-Am. You've won twice in the ARCA series. But what are some things that you've been doing to kind of prepare yourself for racing in a truck, a different type of race vehicle?
Well, you know, I have never been in a truck, and obviously there's a lot of differences, you know, especially with the aerodynamics. So until I can actually crawl in the window one, the best I can do is really study videos, you know, talk to people who have raced a substantial amount, like Mr. Todd Bodine, who's here today, Ms. Tyler Young, my car owner. You know, I'm lucky to have a lot of people I can lean on to get advice from on that. You know, because at the end of the day, racing is still racing. But you know, as far as the overall attitude of the trucks and stuff like that, they're going to be a lot different. There's going to be a lot to learn this year, but hopefully I can pick up on it pretty quick.
Yeah, we certainly look forward to seeing what you can do this season. I want to talk with some of your sponsors and partners for a minute, starting with Matt Ross. Matt, you've obviously been a part of Gus's career for a number of years. What's it been like for you to kind of have a front row seat to watching the career trajectory for him?
Listen, it's been a very exciting time to actually watch Gus grow. I've been with Baker a couple years now, and first I guess would like just to thank NASCAR first, then Tyler's Motorsports, the Dean family, and then also a big partner for us is LG. So, you know, Baker plays a small part in this, but, you know, the people that really, really make it happen is the LGs of the world, the Charlie Deans of the world, and then the Tyler Motorsports of the world. So for us, we're just so excited to actually be just participating with this. Our customers absolutely love this. I think our employees love watching Gus. And for Baker, you know, we sit here and root for Gus, and that's who we're really rooting for here. So you better do really well, buddy.
No pressure. Well,
no pressure.
Yeah. You mentioned LG. I want to talk with Kevin McNamara now. This is LG Air Conditioning Technology's first foray into NASCAR. How exciting is it for you to be bringing your brand, your company, into this great sport?
Well, before I make any comments, I do want to say thank you. Thank you for having us here today. Thank you for the opportunity to be participating in this tremendous sport, this tremendous event. I'd like to thank Charlie and the Dean family for getting us involved here, and Matt also, and the folks with Young Motorsports. And to say we're excited is kind of an understatement. I think this is a brand new adventure for us. It's something way outside the traditional things that LG does in North America and the U.S. as far as sponsors. So we see this as a tremendous way to connect all the way through with the folks who use our products and experience that with our partners who help get those products to them. So it's a great day for us, and I think it's a great day for the Dean family, and we're real excited for everybody who's here.
Well, thank you. Welcome to NASCAR. It is great to have you. Always great to see new companies and brands joining the sport. And none of this would be possible without Young's Motorsports, a place to compete for, which brings me to Tyler Young. You were talking earlier about the relationship with Gus stemming back years when you guys competed against each other in the Cars Tour. How much are you looking forward to bringing him into the fold? Why is he the right fit for your team?
I can't wait to have him. I tell you, we were talking backstage. A lot better him racing with us than against him. So we're excited to have him. I can't thank LG, Baker, his whole family. We've been such a tight group for many years, and it's so cool to come and put it all together and make it work. We got the phone call, and I was just jumping up and down. I'm excited to go racing. So, we're going to do the best on our part as far as our organization to make sure he's got good trucks every week, and we're looking forward to it. I think he's going to do a really good job.
Yeah, and Tyler, you and I talked some last season. Your team has really kind of come into its own, turned a lot of heads in the last season especially. How rewarding has that been for you to just continue to see your team elevated to that next level?
It's been a dream of ours. It's been slow and steady. You know, we've been at it for many, many years, and I can't thank everybody, all the sponsors we've had in the past, and everybody that's believed in me and my family. Moved out to North Carolina in 2009, and it's a dream to go racing more or less, and then to do what we've been able to do. It's been a lot of fun, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are as well. And one of the guys with one of the hardest jobs, I think, is the crew chief, Jeff Stankiewicz, calling the shots on top of the pit box. A guy who has been in the sport a long time, worked with some of the best guys in the business, Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski, Chase Elliott. Now you will be paired with Gus Dean. How much are you looking forward to taking on this new driver and going after those Rookie of the Year honors?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I've been fortunate to race with Gus a handful of times over the last few years, and he's a pretty good competitor. And he's had a lot of success in his career, watching him through late models in the Pro Cup Series. So I know he can get the job done, and I'm pretty excited about it. I know Tyler's going to give us the equipment and the parts to be competitive and go out there and run for Rookie of the Year and hopefully put ourselves in position to maybe win a race or two. So if we put all the pieces together, I think we can do it. So I'm pretty excited about it.
And how fun is that for a crew chief to kind of take on a new young driver and sort of hone his skill set and get him acclimated to the series that you have such familiarity with?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work involved. You know, it takes both parties to put their effort in. I know talking to him already, some of the conversations we had, he's already putting effort in and going back and watching film. So it's just a learning curve for him and I just to get to work together and know what he likes, and he understands what I'm trying to tell him. So it's a lot of fun, and but we got to get it hard and get it going fast, and I think we can do that.
Well, we are really looking forward to seeing what this group does in 2019. Can't wait to see it happen at Speed Weeks at Daytona International Speedway in February. Thank you guys for all of your comments. And now we need to see the truck that you're going to be piloting. That's kind of important, right? So I want to direct all of you guys on the stage over to the right-hand side where we have the truck currently covered to do a little unveiling and some photos as well.
And obviously I don't have a picture of the truck. But it's Gus Dean's new team driving in the Gander Outdoor Series, the new sponsor of the series. So instead of Camping World Truck Series, it's the Gander Outdoor Series. Anyway, also an announcement, driving the number 41 taking over for Kurt Busch, who did find another ride. Daniel Suarez talking about his move from the 19 to the 41. He's going from a Toyota to a Ford. What happened was his ride, after a fine rookie season, Suarez found himself out of a ride. Of course, he's a Drive for Diversity racer who made it to the big leagues, won the 19. The reason why he's not in the 19? The closing of Furniture Row Motorsports. Martin Truex Jr.'s team, who had a lot of support from Gibbs, it was kind of like their co-team. As an owner, you're only allowed to operate and field 4 race teams. So if you want to do any other stuff, like some engine things and things like that to get worked on, you find a team to buddy up with. Penske does it with the Wood Brothers. That's like but Penske really didn't have 4 teams. They only had 3. They had the 12, 2, and the 2. Ryan Blaney took it over to 12. He was with the Wood Brothers, and he moved over, and Roger Penske resurrected the 12. So he's actually got 3 now, but he's got another guy over at the Wood Brothers, so we can't wait to find out. But anyway, here's Daniel Suarez from his teleconference last week talking about being with his new team.
Thank you for standing by, and welcome to today's teleconference. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. In a few moments, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions on procedure will be given at that time. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Mike Arney.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. We'd like to welcome Daniel Suarez, the new driver of the number 41 Haas Automation Aris Ford Mustang in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Daniel, it's been a pretty busy birthday for you. You turned 27 today, and ironically, you're driving the 41 car, and we are 41 days away from the Daytona 500. So it's been a busy day. It's going to get busier. We have a lot going on, but talk about this opportunity and just your thoughts about joining teammates Kevin Harvick, Clinton Bowyer, and Eric Almirola.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Definitely a huge opportunity. One of those opportunities that I believe that happened once in lifetime, and to have the opportunity to join a top caliber organization like Stuart Haas Racing, with great bosses as Tony Stewart and Dean Haas, and like you just mentioned, to work with great teammates Kevin Harvick, Clint Bowyer, and Eric Almirola. It's gonna be a lot of fun to learn from these guys and to work together and hopefully to put the new Ford Mustang up front, just like everyone did last year in the Stuart Haas Racing. The new guys did something that is very hard to do, that is win races with every single car of the organization. That on today's competition is not easy to do, and the Stuart Haas Racing was able to get it done. So very proud to call myself part of this family, and I'm really looking forward to work hard with my new crew chief Billy Scott and the rest of the guys to put the 41 Ford Mustang competitive up front and hopefully to win some races.
Excellent. We'll now turn it over to the media for questions.
Floor is now open for questions. If you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Questions will be taken in the order they were received. If at any time your question has been answered, you can remove yourself from the queue by pressing 1. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Our first question comes from Claire Lang with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Please state your question.
Yeah, congratulations. You know, if you think about it, in 4 years you went from K&N Series to the Cup Series, and in between the Xfinity Series and Championship, and you did all that while learning so many new things. And I wonder, and if you ever look back and think, hey, you know, this is just huge how far I've come in that sort of a time, and what do you think the challenges are where you're at right now as you progress into this new opportunity?
Hey, Claire. Good talking to you. Definitely there's new challenges coming into this organization. A lot of new things for me, pretty much everything. And I'm very excited to get up to the challenge and try to work hard to continue the success that the 41 car has had in the past. Like you mentioned, it's been not too long since I was just a guy racing in the K&N Series. So just very proud and very very grateful for a lot of good opportunities and for this opportunity in a top caliber team as Stuart Haas Racing. So I have a good feeling about this year. So far, everyone in Stuart Haas Racing has made me feel like home. We are going to have our first test in a racetrack later this week. So I feel like a lot of good things are happening our way, so we can perform well in and out of the racetrack.
Well, congratulations on getting the ride, and good luck. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Claire.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Oh, Okay, our next question comes from Deb Williams with RacingToday.com. Please state your question.
Hello, Daniel. Congratulations and happy birthday. Two questions. One is, when did your talks with Stuart Haas begin? And number two, have you been to the Ford Tech Center yet to work on their simulation in order to adjust to the new Mustang?
Yeah, I mean, we have been, definitely, I have been talking with Stuart Haas Racing for a while now. It's been a process to get part to get into this great organization. It's been just different, obviously, the way that that I've been working in comparison to where I came from, and just to try to adapt as much as possible to the way that the Billy Scott and the engineers work. I'm still learning about many different things. I haven't been in the race car at all, or I haven't been in the simulator at all. But that is going to change this week. So I guess now that the news are official, it's going to be way easier to work, and I won't have to be hiding every time I go to the shop. So I feel like it's going to be everything more comfortable. And obviously, I'm happy that this day finally came, and we are able to enjoy the day a little bit, and then go back to work.
Okay, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Jim Utter.
Hey, Daniel.
Jim Utter with Motorsport.com.
Hey, Daniel. Congratulations and happy birthday. Question, you, of course, did not expect to go to Cup so quickly. It was kind of dictated by circumstances that were not under your control with Carl Edwards leaving, and you probably were not expecting to leave Joe Gibbs Racing as quickly after a short term in the Cup Series, as probably were not expecting to leave as quickly as you did. Are you hoping by going to Stuart Haas Racing that you can kind of find a place to kind of establish and get some ground underneath you and be able to kind of develop into the Cup Series without having to think about what sort of unexpected problems are going to develop? It just seems like when you had an opportunity in Xfinity to spend the time there, you really excel. Do you hope to get the same thing from Haas in the Cup Series?
I truly believe that we will. I had a great time in the last 4 years racing with a good organization like Joe Gibbs Racing. We did good things together, winning races and winning a championship in the Xfinity Series. Like you mentioned, we moved to Cup. A little bit unexpected, but even saying that, that year was a good year for us, 2017. Our expectations were high on 2018, and we didn't do a good job as a team and getting those goals and getting those results. So I felt like a fresh start in the Cup Series and knowing the people and having a little bit more consistency, people-wise, and knowing what to expect and how to work with a good team, I feel like that is going to help me a lot. Obviously, we know that this 41 team has been successful. They won races and they were contending for many races last year and even for the championship. And that already tells me what this team is capable of, and Billy Scott and the guys they know each other very well, and they're gonna work very hard to bring the same or even more speed this year with a new package, and I'm sure that we're gonna deliver our goals and everything that we are expecting to do for this year.
And there you have Daniel Suarez. Of course, like I said, he replaced Kurt Busch in the one. But where did Kurt go? I mean, in the 41. Over to Chip Ganassi and then one.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to today's national teleconference. At this time.
Well, I jumped in it right away. Now, that audio is a little better, so let's get into what Kurt and Chip had to say. Of course, I had the pleasure of sitting next to Chip Ganassi at a champions luncheon back in 2008 when Jimmy Johnson won, I think, championship number two. Montoya was the rookie of the year, so of course they got to get there. Montoya was late. Was supposed to sit at the same table with us, but he wound up plopping himself at the champions table with Jimmy. So, but I got to have some fun sitting at the table and had Chip Ganassi sitting right to my left. But this is Kurt and Chip.
And all participants are in a listen-only mode. In a few moments, we will be conducting a question-and-answer session. Instructions on procedures will be given at that time. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to our host, Amanda Ellis. Ma'am, the floor is yours.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. We are now joined by Kurt Busch, the newly named driver of the number one Monster Energy Chevrolet, and Chip Ganassi Racing Team owner, Chip Ganassi. Kurt, congratulations on today's announcement. Tell us what it means to be aligned with Chip Ganassi Racing for the 2019 season.
Well, this is a tremendous opportunity to go out and win races, to have a shot at the championship, and to use my experience that I've gained over all these years with a group like Chip Ganassi Racing. I feel like it's a good mesh with Kyle Larson, something that Chip and I talked about as far as the driver lineup and the way that we wanted to go into 2019 and attack, go right off, right out of the gates and go for wins and get this program where it needs to be and what Chip has for his championship dreams.
And Chip, for you, what does it mean to have Kurt join the organization and along with Monster Energy coming on as a sponsor?
Thanks, Amanda. I think, first of all, I think as anyone knows, it's not oftentimes a NASCAR champion, a Daytona 500 winner comes available. And I think, you know, when you got a guy that's a racer like Kurt, who's certainly, you know, with 30 cup wins, he's won at every place like Daytona, Charlotte, Bristol, won the all-star race on his bigger wins. You know, I think somebody like that comes along, you got to take a serious look at it. And, it didn't take me long to say yes when he became available. And you know, to bring on somebody like Monster is something we're pretty happy about. They brought a lot to the sport of NASCAR. And I'm as excited as I've been in a long time to work with both of them.
All right. Well, thank you both. And we'll now go to the media for questions.
Thank you. The floor is now open for questions. If you do have a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. If your question has been answered, you could remove yourself from the queue by pressing 1. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's star 1. And our first question comes from Claire Lang from SiriusXM NASCAR. Go ahead, Claire.
Thank you. Kurt, congratulations on the move. And I do want to ask you, there were some very nice tweets from Stuart Haas Racing, from Tony Stewart. What do you hope to find at Chip Ganassi Racing on a smaller team, maybe that will fit better to your style than a four-car team, but things that you look forward to at this team versus where you came from?
You know, the way that I look at Ganassi and all of his motorsports platforms, and IndyCar, sports car, NASCAR, all these champion-type drivers and situations, there's nothing different with the quantity of the cars and equipment and effort. What I see is more of a quality with the two-car program with Larson and myself and streamlining the cars and having that transparency amongst the two. So I don't see much difference in it. I just see more of a concentrated effort in making sure that the cars go to the track and there's that communication that is just completely black and white and wide open. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most, because sometimes in a four-car program, you know, if one car goes through tech, the other one might not necessarily go through the same way, and then by the time you get to a fourth car, things are very different. So I just like a challenge with this whole thing of switching and going after a fresh start and having a guy like Kyle Larson who's going to teach me some things about how the new trend of driving style is going.
And, Chip, do you expect Jimmy Murray to stick around and help you as you have Chief, or is that a story for a later date? And what do you hope that Kurt can lend to your program?
Well, first of all, I do expect Jimmy to stick around, yes. And as we talked about, we're going to have some announcements forthcoming on that subject. And I'm sorry, the second part of your question was?
What specifically can Kurt add to the program? I mean, I know Daytona 500 and it's champion, and he's driven. But what will he lend to the program, do you think, specifically?
Well, I think a lot. I think I can tell you this. I've had calls from two different people at his previous team saying they were going to miss him. And they liked him around the shop. They liked him, how he got involved with the cars. They liked his input. They liked what he did as a builder of the team and as a teammate. And so I think anytime you can have a veteran guy like that that A, knows how to win races, but B, is a good guy in the locker room, per se, I think that brings something to our team that I think will only enhance, a young guy like a Larson or any of the other young guys we have that maybe don't have the years of experience that put a little gray hair on me from time to time.
Thanks, guys.
And our next question comes from Bob Pockrath from ESPN. Bob? Oh, hold on. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kurt, there's been some speculation that maybe that this is a one-year deal and then that'll be it for you. Is this going to be your last year, or are you looking at this more as a long-term relationship?
For me, I know right now I'm all in, no matter what it's going to be, whether it's 36 races and the championship run, or the pact that Chip and I have talked about along with Monster. If we come out of the gate gangbusters, we've got 5 wins by July Daytona, well, let's talk about 2020. But for me, the way that everything has panned out with my switch from SHR to Ganassi Racing, I had always talked about 2019 and that being my 20th full-time year. That's a number I had in my mind, but anytime you get an opportunity like this, and now seeing everybody on the shop floor this morning, you don't know what is around the next corner as far as motivation and challenges. And so for right now, I see it all in, and we'll see how it goes from there. I'm really excited about, though, the chance to work with Matt McCall and everybody on this number one car. There's things that I see with them that was the same thing I saw with Billy Scott, my crew chief, for just last year. You know, he was working with Danica for the last year or two, and when we switched, it was immediate chemistry, and I think that's the same thing that can happen here, and who knows what will happen down the line as far as how all the dominoes get put in place.
And have you ballparked yet the race the role on Paris?
Well, let me add something. This is Chip. If we win 5 races by July, it's going to be an automatic. Okay, I'm going to make a contract change right now.
All right. Have a contract around the Rolex handle in the Indy 500 and either of those under discussion? Not sure either.
Let me answer that. I think, I think in my conversations with Kurt, all that stuff is available. And, all our cars are available to all of our drivers. So I think it's just a matter of, if the opportunity presents itself, and, there's obviously a lot more than, it's more than just me saying, hey, let's do it, and him saying, yeah, let's do it, I'll be on the game. It's, for the two of us to decide is somewhat on a bit of an island when it comes to those type of things. So, the important point is those things are available for conversation. And that's one of the things I think we bring to the team. It's not often you have a guy that has the experience to do that. Like an Indy in an Indy car. So, I'm certainly on the table with DP.
Hey, and just one more, what happens with like McDonald's and stuff? Are you still with your program? And will they be a third order?
Yeah, they're still on the team.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from Holly Kane from NASCAR Wire Service. Go ahead, Holly.
Thank you, Kurt. I was curious, kind of a relationship you kind of already have with Kyle Larson. Are you guys, friendly from racing against one another prior? And secondly, if you could just talk about, which you alluded to, you know, being on a two-car team versus it would be more beneficial for you.
Kyle Larson and I have a good racing relationship on track, and I saw things change even in the playoffs this year with, you know, some of the talks we've had behind the scenes. As far as outside the track, we haven't come out all that much. If I had a half a day off, I'd go hang out with Chip in his sports car program. If Larson has a half a day off, he's already at the dirt track. So we'll have our time to get caught up. We just chatted, and he welcomed me to the team a couple hours ago. He said he's off to New Zealand to do some racing, and we'll get caught up with off-track stuff when he gets back in January. I'm looking forward to that relationship. He's a hard charger. He's always up front. There's things he's done to win races. There's also things he's done to lose some races where he was really fast. And it's a matter of putting all the puzzle pieces together. And for me, there's just been that change in life where I feel like I want to help somebody like him to see the talent. And for me, with all these years of experience, I still have that fire and that desire to challenge to be up front. And I was only a few laps away from making it to the championship round this year. So two-car team, that's where I think there's a positivity of balance shift where all efforts are put into two and you don't have to spread it out across four.
Great. Thank you.
And our next question comes from Zach Albert from NASCAR.com. Go ahead, Zach.
Thanks, guys. And Chip, for you, no matter how Jamie's plans are going to unfold in the coming days, what's really been his impact and legacy with your organization? Because he spent more time in his Cup career with you guys than anywhere else, really.
I mean, I think it starts off, you know, with a sort of a storybook entrance to Cup, you know, back when Sterling got hurt there in Talladega. He was running at the front. We ran him out of gas. I remember in the next race to Charlotte, he won. And so I think, you know, when you have an entrance into the sport like that, you know, put that down as your foundation, you know, and then building upon that with obviously, two or three wins leading up to 2010 there, where he won the Daytona 500 in the Brickyard in that sort of storybook year that the entire organization had. Jamie's got a nose for the front of the pack, you know, and he's sort of he's the type of driver that wakes up and you can get him to the front, you know. And so I think as I said before, I want him to continue on with our organization. And I think in the coming weeks you'll find that out. And I think he's somebody that can take a lot of stock in any of the success the team has or happens in the future. Jamie can take a lot of stock in that in helping bring a level of maturity to the organization when it was badly needed.
Great, thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, it's star one to get into queue. And our next question comes from Dustin Long from NBC Sports. Go ahead, Dustin.
Chip, I want to ask you, you kind of talked a little bit about, you know, what kind of a role Jamie can have. And if so, that would be another former driver in your organization in a different role, because somebody like Alpine, you have a former driver. What does adding former drivers, what kind of roles can they present, the value to it, why you see a value in something like that, and how they can enhance your organization as you look to those type of individuals?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to look at Josh or look at Dario Franchitti and our IndyCar team. I don't know if you know we have an IndyCar team too, Dust.
Yeah. Sorry, forgive me.
And, you know, so I think anytime you have guys that are current in the sport, it's an opportunity, okay? And that's what guys like Josh or Dario or Jamie can bring, okay? They're the most current guys that are maybe not driving for one reason or another, and that's something that's invaluable in a team organization. You know, you're constantly building this book of information, and you're constantly tapping this book of knowledge or building it. And you know, you got another head in the room. It doesn't have to be much, but just one little piece of advice or one little tidbit of information can be invaluable on a race weekend, whether it's, you know, whether it's Friday practice, whether it's a Saturday qualifying or Sunday in the race. It's having a quality person around that's current. And, you know, this business changes so much from year to year at the what I would call the grassroots level of NASCAR, you know, in the engineering meetings, in the trucks, you know, on the race weekend, in the meetings Monday through Friday. You know, you can see people that step out of it for a year and they come back and they're lost. And so it's invaluable to have people that are current, would be my answer.
And there you have Chip Ganassi with Kurt Busch and how they're going to work together in the upcoming season. Well, unfortunately, Tamara Glenn couldn't make it. I haven't heard anything, so hopefully everything's okay. I know she's planning a wedding of her son, and got to check out her new movie, Savage Vengeance. I do want to talk to her about it. Thought I finally had a chance, but it wasn't the case. I'm working on some things from next week, so if not, we'll have a rerun as we inch closer to the racing season. So anyway, hope you all staying warm if you're in cold weather, or cool if you're in hot weather, you know, California and Florida, where everybody goes to get away from winter. And that's our show for tonight. I'm your host, Vinny Bonfigli. You've been listening to Garage Talk Live here on blogtalkradio.com/Garage Talk Live. And we will see you hopefully all next week. There's some stuff going on. Maybe we'll have some more audio to play. So that being said, have a good one, and bye now.